This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Dr. Bob Larson. He's professor of production medicine at K-State's College of Veterinary Medicine. Appreciate him being here today. And I know, Bob, I've seen a lot of little calves running around, although, believe it or not, it's breeding season again, that means, I guess.
That's right. It's a really good time of year. Most of the calves have been born if they're in a spring calving herd. But that means it's about time to start thinking about the breeding season, and we've got to get ready for the next pregnancy. And so that's exactly right. We've seen a lot of bulls coming through the vet school, and they're an important part of the breeding process, as you can imagine. And so really keeping a good eye on those bulls as we start to turn them out. We're concerned about any injuries or any types of problems that they may have. They're really, you have to kind of think about them as an athlete. They're covering a lot of country. They walk long miles. They have to be, you know, healthy, vigorous, ready to go into the breeding season. So even if a bull has passed his breeding soundness exam, the veterinarian has examined them and said that they're ready for the start of the breeding season, it's really important to keep an eye on them really throughout the breeding season because problems can arise.
And what are some of the problems that can come up that I'm sure you deal with?
And again, you almost think of it as an athlete, you know, a football player, a track star, something like that. So foot problems, knee problems, just musculoskeletal muscles, bones, joints, any of those. And they're going up and down hills. They can step in a hole. They'll fight each other. And so really those are the types of things that you think about with these bulls getting into trouble. They're big, they're heavy, they're over a ton. And so stepping in a hole, getting into a fight, those types of things can cause problems really quickly.
And I do want to remind listeners, too, phone lines is always open, 537-1350, or you can call us toll-free at 866-776-1350. Maybe some of the most common things that you see. I mean, you just listed some of them.
But. Yeah. Well, there's a number of things that we really watch for. One is as they'll get infections in their foot, which can then move up the leg, which makes it more serious. If we can treat those infections early, they tend to respond really well and heal quickly. But if they move up into the leg, if we allow them to go a little bit more time, then sometimes they won't be able to complete the breeding season. They'll need to be brought out and treated aggressively and saved for the next breeding season.
Even though we think of them as really tough, I mean, they can be a little bit on the fragile side when it comes to some things.
They actually are. They're a little bit on the fragile side. And so we need to keep a good eye on them. You know, another thing that we worry about a lot of times is just body condition, the amount of fat that they have on them, and that they'll lose a lot of weight during the breeding season in that, again, they're kind of an athlete. They're out working really hard, walking a lot of miles, and they'll lose some weight. Now, honestly, this year we've got more grass than we've had most years. So I think we're going into the breeding season in really excellent forage condition. And that's, you know, green growing grass solves a lot of our problems with cattle. And so this has been a good spring so far.
What about on the female side of things? Any problems that way?
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, that body condition. And in those years when we don't get quite the spring rains that we want and forage is not as good as we would like, and they're milking, and their calves are nursing on them. One of the things I really worry about is just getting too thin, and it's not too thin from a health standpoint, but too thin to really get bred again in a timely manner. And so we watch body condition real closely, and then the same things that I talked about with the bulls. You know, they're also walking a lot of miles. They're not quite as heavy. Maybe they're not quite as hard on their legs as a bull, but it's some of the same things that we talk about with the bulls.
Well, as you're saying, grazing is kind of what it's all about because you need to keep that strength up and any, you know, particular other diseases that just in cattle in general that we need to kind of watch for too.
You know, again, cows, they look great out there on those green hills right now. And when they're out on that green growing grass, they're just about as healthy as they can be. But there's a few things that we are concerned about. This time of year, cattle are susceptible to a particular deficiency, a magnesium. Magnesium is a mineral that's in the soil and in the grass. But when the soil hasn't been warm for enough days, the magnesium doesn't really move from the soil up into the grass. So a lot of times people call it spring staggers or grass tetany. And what they'll have is they'll have kind of nervous system problems. They may stagger. They don't have good coordination, and it can lead to death. And so that's something that we watch really closely early in the year before we've had enough warm days to really warm up the soil and get the magnesium up into the plants. Farmers and ranchers that have cattle kind of know that they're supposed to add some additional magnesium to the mineral during this time of year. And it's always important to remember that. Even though the grass looks perfect and ready to go, it's important to add extra magnesium early in the grazing season. The other thing that we run into is summer is coming close, and so we start worrying about parasites. So internal parasites or worms are really mostly a problem with the relatively young animals. So the calves, the yearlings, are more susceptible to worms really dragging them down, but adults can be as well. And as we get just a few more weeks down the summer, we're going to start worrying about flies. And flies and other external parasites, ticks, can be a problem for cattle for really two reasons. One is just they're irritating. And so when the flies are in really high numbers, they can cause enough irritation where it disrupts the grazing behavior and is an annoyance to the cattle. They can also carry diseases. And so both flies and ticks can carry diseases from cattle to cattle. And so that's another reason that we like to control them.
Now, how difficult is it to keep that close an eye? I mean, when you have a large herd, I would guess it get more complicated with that.
But. Yes. Depending on the time of year, again, once the calves are kind of born, we don't have to watch the cow herd quite as closely. I'm really interested, again, in watching the bulls and the cows to make sure that they're relatively healthy. But a lot of times, farmers and ranchers will just get on a rotation through their pasture so that they're seeing them every day or every few days, you know, replacing the mineral, making sure that they've got the salt and mineral that they need to make sure that the bulls and cows are still healthy and to monitor any health problems of the calves.
Was it like a salt? I mean, when you talk about the magnesium, is that mm-hmm. kind of how they get it to them that
yes.
way?
You'll buy, you know, the feed mills, the nutritionists mm-hmm. will supply a mineral package that it's mostly salt. That's a very important nutrient for cows, but some other minerals as well. Calcium, phosphorus, magnesium, some of the other, you know, if you are used to taking a multivitamin, you'd recognize a lot of the same minerals in those salt package. And it can be either a block or it can be a loose salt. And again, we watch that and replace it as they eat it up.
I know I've seen our neighbor out kind of checking in once in a while, kind of just sitting there in his truck, and I'm sure he's sitting there monitoring, taking a look around, and mm-hmm. and had a chance to drive to Lawrence yesterday and saw all kinds of cattle herds along the I-70, and it's just kind of fun to see, especially, as you say, the little calves now are getting a little bit bigger, yeah. a little yeah. more sure of themselves.
Exactly. No, this is a fun time of year. A lot of herds have been turned out to grass just over the last few days, And this is a great time to be a cow, I guess.
Okay. Well, one other thing before we let you go today. It might be a good chance. I mean, of course, it is that time of year when you do the transition between the seniors and the different people coming in. And I'm sure a very exciting time right now at the K-State College of Veterinary Medicine. But when you're, you know, you have a young veterinarian, I'm sure a lot of them are looking for jobs right now, and hopefully some of them have them. But, I mean, when you do welcome a young veterinarian, what are some of the things that maybe some suggestions and thoughts that way?
Yeah, that's a great question, Kathy, because the vet school is having their graduation this coming Friday, and so we'll have a new crop of young veterinarians going out, and most of them do have jobs, and they're really excited about where they're going. And, you know, what I think as a producer that may have animals, either livestock or pets, and if you meet a brand new veterinarian for the first time, I think it's important to remember that they bring some real positives. They have some new knowledge. They're very current on the latest understanding of disease control and health in animals. But they're also lacking some experience, which they're going to gain very rapidly. And so I think as you, and both as a teacher of veterinary students and a former brand new graduate at one point in time, I remember those times when you're learning so fast. You're learning how to interact with the clients. And I really appreciated those clients that kind of took me under their wing, and they were excited to teach me so that I could learn how best to serve them. And so I think producers and pet owners that are working with a new veterinarian, it is really an opportune time to develop that relationship where you can really help each other a lot.
And a lot of times your producers really do know quite a bit about what might be wrong. And
I tell my students all the time of all the things that I learned from producers, just the way, you know, what was important to them, how they prioritize their problems, and how to really think about what they bring from an experience and knowledge base to help the veterinarian really do their job better.
Well, best wishes to all those going out in the world.
That's exactly right. It's an exciting time for these new calves, and it's an exciting time for these new veterinarians getting out and starting in their career.
Well, Bob, it's been fun. Anything else we want to add today, or will that cover the gamut, you think?
I think we've got a great start to the spring, and hopefully if the rains continue in a timely manner, the cows will be doing great, and we'll have a great summer.
Again, Dr. Bob Larson with us today, professor of production medicine, Kansas State College of Veterinary Medicine. We'll take a break. Going to hear about Kansas United Way, get an update from Executive Director Mark Clausen, and he's bringing along with him today K-State basketball coach Bruce Weber and wife Megan. Looking forward to seeing all three of them momentarily. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.
KMAN's Morning News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Tap the free ESB Financial app on your smartphone for banking on the go.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad?